The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 4. Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, that's rhema in the Greek, that proceeds out of the mouth of God. That's a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. Then the devil took him to the holy city, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, He will command his angels concerning you, and they will carry you in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. That's a quote from Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12. Jesus said to him, Again, it is written, You shall not test the Lord your God. Again, the devil took him to an exceedingly high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. Then he said to him, I will give you all these things if you will fall down and worship me. Then Jesus replied, Get away from here, Satan, for it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and you shall only serve him. That's a quote from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 13. Then the devil left him, and look, angels came and ministered to him. Now when he heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and stayed at Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali. So that which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet would be fulfilled, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, toward the sea, beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness saw a great light, and to those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom which comes from the heavens is near. And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they immediately left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the boat and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of diseases and all varieties of sickness among the people. And the news about him went out into all Syria, and they brought to him all who were sick, suffering with various diseases and afflictions, possessed with demons, epileptic, and palsied, and he healed them. And large crowds followed him from Galilee, Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from the other side of the Jordan. This is the end of Matthew, chapter 4.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.